Welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa Caprio. Do you believe in magic? What if you were told that all you had to do was get a little creative and work a magic spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Here on Postcards to the Universe, we will share manifesting, tips, postcards, creativity, abundance, and prosperity. Here is your host, Melissa Caprio.
Hello and welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. How is everyone doing? I hope everyone's doing well. It's cold here in sunny South Florida, which is rare and lovely. I love it. I know many of you who listen to my show are stuck in major snow blizzards, so I am hoping you are all staying safe. It's February, which is the month of love. So I have a perfect guest coming out in a few minutes to talk to us about love and tapping into our love energy. She's amazing, and I'm going to bring her out in just a few. If you're looking for some inspiration and you are on Facebook, come on over to my public group, Postcards of Love, where we share inspirational stories and art, beautiful photographs, heartfelt messages, and uplifting stories. And I've been finding the sweetest animal stories lately. I love those so much. So if you're interested in that, come over and join us. Each week, I create a Magic Monday message, and it has an affirmation. And this week, it's an image, it's a photograph that I take, and this week's image and affirmation is shine your light, which perfectly aligns with love, doesn't it? You can see those if you're interested to see what I'm talking about across all my social media or Postcards to the Universe website. I always post them each week. Each of us is unique. And each of us has a light inside us. Many, unfortunately, right? Many people don't realize that about themselves. So how do you tap into your own unique light? What is yours? What do you have that no one else has that you can offer to yourself or those you love? I think these are some of the questions we need to start asking ourselves. We look for answers to life's mysteries all the time, but do we ask our higher self or our angels or God or whatever you choose to call it for guidance on how we can shine our light? I bet if you keep asking the question, the answers will start to reveal themselves. I have learned that the more I ask questions, the more the universe answers me. It's crazy how that happens, and you will see it if you get into the habit of doing that. Things will reveal themselves to you. A conversation will spark something. You'll read something or watch something that helps answer your questions. It's great. I mean, it really starts to come more and more the more you ask. So I invite you to ask yourself, how can I shine my light? What do I have to offer? And see what manifests. When I asked myself these questions, what started happening for me is my journey of Postcards to the Universe, of writing and publishing my book, Postcards to the Universe, Harness the Universe's Power and Manifest Your Dreams, which is all about manifestation and living your life in abundance. I have this radio show, which I'm so grateful for, so I can share my voice and introduce people to the amazing guests I bring on my show. I'm meeting the most amazing people by inviting different guests to my show, and it's really exciting, and I'm learning so much. It has deepened my creativity and photography, which has inspired my second book that I am currently working on now. I've been writing and photographing for the book, and I'm super excited about how it's going. And when I get a bit deeper into the body of the book, I'll share some more information about it with you all. So if you look at your life and see what you have inside you, and it is so unique to your own light, I ask that you share that with those you love. The world will be a better place for it. I know that to be true. Okay, so next week I have an amazing guest. Author Nita Sweeney is the award-winning wellness author of Running and Mental Health Memoir. This title's great. Depression hates a moving target. How running with my dog brought me back from the brink. And she's co-creator of the writing journal, You Should Be Writing, a journal of inspiration and instruction to keep your pen moving. I hope you join us for that. It's going to be a really interesting conversation. Okay, so now to get to my exciting guest today, Chara Rodriguera. She is a mama, a mystic, and a master of holding sacred space for personal evolution and spiritual practice. She's an inspirational best-selling author, facilitator, self as artist, and creator of Soul Path Yoga. Since 1995, Chara has been a student and teacher of yoga, meditation, mindfulness, and inspired living. She specializes in sharing life-changing practices and programs that empower us to live with more awareness, skill, peace, and love. Known for her intuitive, poetic, and loving style, Chara inspires people all over the world to shine their divine light, live their unique magic, and honor their authentic path. And you can find out more about Chara if you go to her website, which is www.chara.tv. Welcome, Chara. Thanks so much for being here with me today to talk about love. And today we're really going to focus on your new book, Love, Sacred Poems, and Self-Images. So thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you, everybody who's listening. It is so exciting and such an honor to be with you today, Melissa.
Thanks. I was really excited to do. So we've been talking. Chara and I met, God, I don't even know how many years ago was the writer's retreat that you and I met on? 5, 6, 7? I can't even remember.
I want to say somewhere around 2014.
Okay. Somewhere. All right. That sounds about right. And and we've always kind of kept in touch, you know, a little here and there on Facebook. And I wanted, she's always so sweet because Chara always likes my posts and, you know, my Magic Monday message posts. And I so appreciate that. And I'm really excited because I ordered your book. I ordered it on Kindle so I could look at it. I wanted to make sure I had it in front of me before the show. And it's so beautiful. So before we like dive into everything, why don't you share a little bit about you, your background, what inspired you to do this work, this body of work? Because it's really a piece of artwork with the photographs and the poems. I mean, I'm a photographer, I'm an artist, so I'm a little biased when there's photography in it, but it really is beautiful.
Thank you. I so appreciate that. That you can feel the heart and soul and intention in the book. Mm-hmm. Someone asked me the other day, they said, how long did it take you to make this book, Love? And I said, 50 years, my lifespan. And then I said, oh no, wait, it's much longer than that because it's all the ancestry and lineage. Mm-hmm. And really, it's taken me infinity, I think. So,
right.
So it's, you know, I could probably talk for forever, but love is, you know, it's everything. And it actually builds on my first book of sacred poetry, which is entitled Breathe. And titles to me are so important. Mm-hmm. And it's like, once I have a title, that's like the through line. And for me, learning how to breathe was the beginning. That started in 1995 when I took my first yoga class with one of my beloved teachers and mentors, Claire Dieb of the American Yoga Academy. She's just amazing, and she was the first person who taught me to breathe and who asked me questions. You mentioned asking questions such as, you know, what is your unique rhythm? Go at your pace.
Right.
And it was like a whole new world. No one had ever been interested in my way or my rhythm or my pace. It's like we all kind of feel forced to rush and to do it this way, or a lot of shoulds, right?
Right.
And so yoga really was my beginning. That's what opened the doorway for a whole new life. It was like at age 25, when I started yoga, it was like a whole new life for me began. Mm-hmm. And that was 25 years ago. And one thing that I learned from practicing yoga and then soon after becoming a teacher of yoga was finding my authentic voice, finding my authentic magic, my authentic light. Whereas before, I always needed or was looking for someone to give me permission to follow my instincts and my passions because they were different. It was a different path than most people. And yoga really taught me to, and my teachers, to trust myself, to trust my heart, to let love, to be courageous enough to let love pour through me and let love guide me. And so over the years of being in front of the class and having spirit speak through me, sharing words, sharing inspirational messages, sharing messages from the heart, from spirit, from perhaps the angelic realm, who knows where they come from, they started to spill over onto the page.
Right.
And so I've been writing poetry for a long time. And the other part of the book is the self-images.
And which I love.
That's something that perhaps isn't as revolutionary these days. But when I started doing self-images and self-portraits, no one was doing that in the late 80s, early 90s, 1900s. I'm a 1900s girl.
Right.
Old school camera, old school negatives, old school setting it up on the timer, running in front of the camera, running behind the camera, and then having no idea what you have until 2 weeks later when you get the negatives and the proofs back. And so that was something I kept to myself. It was almost like this inner world that I started creating. And a lot of my images have been in the basement for 30 years. And in 2018, when I did my first book of poetry and images, was the first time they came to light. And I was petrified. If anybody out there has created an offering, no matter what that offering is, and the first time you share it, it can be so frightening.
Yes, I agree very, especially when you're, because as a photographer who has also done a body of work of self-portraits before it was the selfie era, and it's different. I mean, yes, you are taking pictures of yourself, but there's something more profound about when you're doing a body of work of self-portraits than when you're just holding your phone up and trying to get a pretty picture of you, and you're, you know, using all the fancy apps to make yourself look a certain way. You know, I mean, yeah, I get it. We all want to look really cute in our pictures, but that's not the intention behind when you're an artist and you're doing a body of work of self-portraits. It's a very different energy. And you know, because Char, you've done it personally. I know I've done it personally. It has a very different, you're doing something deeper. You're doing a deeper body of work. Would you agree? Don't you think?
Yes. And I am also a fan of selfies, so I do not take regular selfies. Yeah. I think they're awesome. But yes, this is a completely different thing.
Right.
This is a different language. This is deep subconscious storytelling. And when you and I began doing this, there wasn't really a language.
Right.
You and I spoke about this. There wasn't really a language for being on a spiritual path in the way that a lot of people are awakening to it today. So when we started, photographs were my way of expressing things that I did not have a language for. And then through being a yoga teacher and a meditation teacher and having spirit speak through me, it's like I learned a new language, like the language of spirit, really the language of love. And so I use words very differently than I used to. And then little by little, the poetry started coming through clearer and clearer. So then it was a natural fit to bring the images and the poetry together into these books.
Yeah, I can see that. I know exactly what you're talking about. And I just want to read just a short little in the very, very beginning of your book when you talk about, because you said the title was important. So you said, "I chose the title Love because there is nothing more profound, powerful, magical, and divine. Love is the greatest teacher and healer. It's the greatest catalyst for creation and transformation. When it comes to love, we're never done. There's always an opportunity for a new beginning and a new level of learning. Therefore, this book is an entryway into the labyrinth of love's infinite nature." And when I read that, I was like, oh my God, that is so beautiful. And because what you're talking about, we're not talking about, I know Valentine's Day is, you know, whatever, next week, but we're not talking about romantic love. Of course, that's included in love, but we're talking about a deeper love of the self and of our journeys and of our spirit and love of the way love inspires our creation and our creative side. And I really want to get into that with you, but I can see that we're going to be coming up to a break in just like probably 30 seconds. So before we do, is there anything about love that you think, well, self-love, I should say, that we are not getting? Maybe you can like think about that when we take our break. What do you think? Is that a good place to start? Or where do you think we should start when we come back?
I think self-love is a perfect place to start.
Perfect. All right, guys, so stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes and we're going to dive into self-love. Hi, I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on Om Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives. Hi, and welcome back. Okay, so Char, we're going to dive into self-love. So I want to talk about this, but I really want to read your poem, Tenderheart, if that's okay, because I think it embodies what we're going to be talking about so much. So it says, "Welcome, Tenderheart, sweet soul. I love you broken. I love you whole. If you allow me to, I will wrap my wings around you. I will breathe with you. I will arrive with you. I will leave with you. I will lay and play and pray with you, tender heart. Sweet soul, I love you broken. I love you whole. You are not forgotten. You are not an afterthought. You are the center. You are the altar. You are the art in progress. You are the god and the goddess. No matter how many shadows try to dim your light, no matter how many voices whisper through the night, you will always be a bright and precious star to me." So, oh my God, when I read that, I was like, wow. I think that says so much about your, you know, how you feel inside about your heart and about who you are.
Well, thank you. At the beginning of the book, and I love the piece that you read at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So I say that some of these poems are like me speaking from my spirit. And some are like spirit speaking to me. I think I say some are spirit speaking to me and some are spirit speaking through me.
Speaking through me. Yeah, okay. I can see that.
And that one is almost a little bit of both. It's almost like my higher self or spirit speaking that to my heart. And it's also like what I would want to say to any soul on the planet. Because it is challenging being a human being.
Yes, it is.
And yet,
very.
We are all such precious, precious souls. And we forget that, or that gets lost, or it gets buried underneath. Our light gets buried underneath so many things. And then, you know, as an adult, or once I started yoga, it was almost like this excavation process to reconnect with that light, which is our true self. And all of a sudden, I started to understand that I am in relationship with myself. All of us are in relationship with ourselves and in relationship to life and spirit and God, whatever you want to define that as. And that feeling of being so alone started to dissolve away when I started to understand I am with me. I am here to love me, to care for me, to respect me, to treat myself kindly, to say yes to myself, to give myself permission. As I said before, I was always waiting for someone else to give me permission. I was always waiting for someone else to adore me and, you know, treat me with kindness. And then this, again, it was like a whole rebirth of understanding that I could start doing that myself for myself. And so I teach a lot of that through my yoga, which I call Soul Path Yoga. And that is what makes Soul Path Yoga very unique is that it is 12 foundational principles that teach us, as you read, how to live with greater awareness, skill, empowerment, ease, peace, and love. And through those principles, I started developing a relationship with myself, with my body, with my being, with my spirit, with my calling, with my life.
Yeah.
And
I love it.
Where it started. So,
I love that you say, I love you broken and I love you whole. You are not forgotten. You are not an afterthought. Because I think many of us either were or are broken in so many ways. Like you said, it's not easy, this human life, right? And we're not talking about, having a big ego. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about self-love, because I want people to realize we're not talking like, oh, I'm just the best and love, you know, like it's not that kind of energy. It's about an accepting who you are as the unique person that you are, as the special soul that you are, that came into this earth plane, that incarnated here for a special reason, that is what your soul's path is, and accepting and loving yourself, flaws and all. We're talking flaws and all, not pretending we don't have any, right?
Right. And maybe they're not even flaws.
Maybe. maybe they're not.
That's just a, you know, conditioning. That's just a conditioned belief. Maybe they're not flaws at all.
That's a good point. Thank you for saying that. I never even thought about it until you just mentioned it. Maybe they're not flaws.
It's funny you say that, because just today in my virtual Soul Path Yoga class, and then I had a special class after with this very special group that I meet with every other week that I facilitate, we were talking about self-love and beauty. And this morning, I was like, I went back and forth a little bit because I have something going on with my eye. And normally when I'm on camera for class, you know, I just like to be put together to look professional. Usually I have my pajama bottoms on the bottom, but on top I like, you know, brush my
yes.
hair, take my baseball hat off, you know, be presentable. And I really felt my eyes saying, no, like no mascara today. Like we're healing. And so I just, you know, put on my face lotion, my face oil, and I'm like, that's it.
And this is me. This is me, right? Yeah, exactly.
But I want to say, I wasn't maybe as, in quotes, fancy or as polished looking, but I felt beautiful. And it was funny, the first person who came on to the class said, hey, gorgeous. And and we actually talked about this as a practice of honoring yourself and really starting to see kindness as beauty, to see love as beauty, instead of the facade. Not that the facade can't be beautiful. It can certainly be a work of art. I'm a selfish artist, so costuming and makeup and props, like all those things are beautiful to me. If I see that, if it looks beautiful to me, I want to photograph it. So I'm not negating that. But at the same time, when we're thinking of self-love, you know, I've had two children. My stomach doesn't look the same. you know, I look in the mirror and, you know, things are gracefully aging and falling
of
into
course.
Place in different ways than they did before.
Yes, I know. Yeah, it's
not,
true.
I don't notice it. Not
of course you do.
It, but I say, you know what? Look at your eyes. Look at your shining, sparkling eyes. Look at your heart. Look at how far you've come. Like, and this is what you and I were talking about yesterday that struck me so deeply. And you sparked this thought, Melissa, is that our journeys are beautiful. The broken pieces are beautiful. We're going to put them back together in a new configuration that is even more valuable and special and beautiful than it was before. And our commitment to our well-being, our commitment and our communion with life is beautiful, is a form of self-love. Your commitment to yourself and your journey and your path, and as you say so beautifully so many times throughout your opening and when you're talking, Melissa, your life's journey, your passionate creation, that is true beauty. That is a form of self-love.
I agree with you. I didn't always realize that, though. This is something I've learned as I've gotten older.
Absolutely. And that and that self-love also includes when you take a special class that, you know, supports your health. If you take a hot bath with your special oils, if you take a walk in nature, like all of those self-care practices certainly are forms of self-love, too. But just to give yourself, give your heart, give your soul the promise that you are here to listen and to honor. And Melissa and I were talking on the break. There are no coincidences. As one of my friends, my very good friend, and he's also my master prosperity coach, Joel Solomon. Hopefully you'll meet him one day. He's remarkable. He always says there's no coincidences. So Melissa said in the opening that her Monday magic message is to shine your light, which is actually my tagline, shine your light, live your magic, honor
it's
your
great.
Path. Like, I mean, light is love, that love is self-love, that self-love is embodying love, like it's all connected.
Yeah, and I was telling her that I never plan it that way. It's just I must be divinely, my intuition must hit on it. I never plan what my conversation with my guest is going to be to coincide with my Magic Monday message. They just go together. They just do. I mean, it's and I've never scheduled one to go with a certain week because I'm having that guest on. So, yes, it's just crazy. It's just like so. Yes, and in that way, spirit is in guiding me. You know, like why did I choose that one this week? Because interestingly enough, I was going to pick another one, and I changed it. for that one, for this past week. So something told me, right? Why did that something tell me that? Well, maybe my higher self said, oh, well, you're having this conversation on Wednesday, so this would be perfect to go with the conversation you're having without me consciously being aware of it, which is just amazing. Yes. And I think those kind of things start to happen more when we honor ourselves. And there's a deep sense of reverence for ourselves and love. Our intuition grows and gets stronger because we trust it more, right? Because when you love yourself more, you trust yourself more. Don't you?
Yeah.
That's what.
Absolutely.
So when you talk about love as a state of being, I think that's really important. What are you talking about so people who are listening can really kind of grasp it?
Yeah. So love as a state of being. Mm-hmm. I believe that in the same way fish are in water, mm-hmm. and they may not realize it because they're just used to it, and the water flows through their gills, and the water mm-hmm. provides them oxygen, and the water is like their home. I believe that the air around us is conscious. Mm-hmm. I believe the air around us is energy, and that there's a unifying energy that connects everything and flows through everything and everyone. I know many, many, many people believe that.
I do. Some I call believe that also. Mm-hmm.
Some call that spirit. Some call it mm-hmm. grace. Some mm-hmm. call it consciousness. Some call it the creative power. Some call it God, and some call it universal love. Mm. And so what started to happen to me, because I'm a yogi, and you do mm-hmm. not have to be a yogi by any means.
Right.
But if together, even right now, we just start taking a few deep breaths, mm-hmm. your breath is a connecting point to the present moment, to life, and to that source energy, that universal love. And so when you're breathing more, it's just like that fish that is flowing water through its being, through its gills. You're starting to circulate more love, more creative power, more light, more magic through your being. You're infusing it into every cell of your body. You're infusing it into every aspect of your being. And so you literally start to flow with universal love. You start to flow with light. You start to flow with intuition because you're so connected. Mm-hmm. And so that starts to affect your state of being. It starts to affect how you feel inside. It starts to illuminate your heart. That illumination travels up and out into your mind. So your thoughts mm-hmm. start to become more illuminated. Mm-hmm. Your words are now an extension of that source love. Energy mm-hmm. from your hands and everything you create, everything you touch, is touched by that extension of source love. Mm-hmm. And so instead of this constant seeking, searching, trying so hard, struggling so hard to find love, to be loved, you just become love.
Wow. I have to say, I think that is the best description. No wonder why you're a poet. Is the best description I've ever, ever heard anybody talk about what love being a state of being is. For real. I'm not just saying that just to compliment you. I really, really got that. Like in a deep way. And the way you described it, I think people who were listening could really take a breath in and really kind of grasp what you're saying. And you said it in such a beautiful and poetic way. That's why I was thinking, wow, she's definitely a poet. Because, you know, writing poetry is not easy. My grandmother was a poet. My grandmother wrote beautiful poetry. My mom's mom. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And writing poetry is not easy. And I do think it's downloaded I really do. I believe that it's downloaded from your higher self or, you know, your spirit somewhere. But I just love that. And I wanted to tell you, when you were talking about breathing it in and drinking it in, so I have coasters that I bought specifically, or I have made, that say love on it. And I put everything I drink on the coaster. Well, and being home, especially for the last year, practically. So every time I drink something, it's infused with the word of love, which I know and you know vibrates very high. So we're going to take just a 2-minute break here, and then we're going to come back. We have a lot more to talk about when we're talking about love. So stay tuned. Be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back. So, Chara, you and I were talking about, and you described it so, I mean, so beautiful. So if you missed it, there's going to be, you know, listen to the archive and you can hear it. But she was describing love as a state of being. And it so resonated with me. Like, I could feel it as you were speaking it. And right before the break, I was telling you that the word love actually can be measured, and it vibrates high. It has a high vibration, which is really kind of cool to me how science is catching up with all this all our metaphysical stuff that you and I have been doing now for a while, right?
It's nice to be affirmed.
It really is. And so I charge my water or coffee. It's usually coffee or water. I drink water all day. So, but in the morning it's coffee, you know, on a coaster that says love, just so that's what's going in my body. So it's just a little way of, you know, adding love to my energetic state of being. So is there anything else that you want to talk about that? Because we're really lucky. Char is going to do about a 3-minute meditation for us, which is really cool. So we can kind of get into that state of being. So before we do the meditation, is there anything you want to say? And then we'll talk after the meditation.
Well, there's one thing that you mentioned that I think is really important. You mentioned love being a very high energetic vibration. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we think love as something to strive for, something we're trying to reach, like it's up there or out there. Mm-hmm. And I've really come to feel in my being and my life that love is really what holds it all. So if you are in a low vibration, you're feeling sad, you're feeling grief, you're feeling shame, you know what? You can still hold yourself in love and process those emotions. You don't have to be separate from love, even though scientifically love is this very high vibration. It's still always accessible. No matter what vibration you're in, you can call on love to hold you, to support you, and to ease you through whatever process or healing you might be going through. So that made a big difference to me when I didn't see love as this separate energy from everything else.
Yeah, that's a really, really good point. And I'm glad that you mentioned it, because that is true. Love is always available to us. It's always right there. So I'm glad. Yeah, because I think we do think that, like, oh, that's up here and I'm down here. No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean it doesn't. It's not accessible to you. But what I think happens is when you are in fear and you and depression and sadness, when you are utilizing the love around you, it helps transform those other things. It helps you burn through those other emotions and process that when the love is also included in the mixology, right?
Yeah, that's a perfect way to say it. Absolutely. And that's really what this meditation is about. It's very simple and only takes a few minutes. So would you like me to guide us through it?
I would love it. So you just tell me what I need to do and it's all yours.
Okay, so anybody can do this meditation. If you're breathing, you can do it. And you can come to a position that feels supportive for you. So maybe you're sitting, or maybe you're lying down. Maybe you're reclining. I just recommend not doing a meditation if you're driving. If you're driving, then just hold off and do it later.
Yeah. And yeah, come back to it. Come back and listen and do it later. Right.
If closing your eyes is something that helps you go inward, you can do that. If keeping your eyes open is actually better for you, then feel free to keep your eyes open or just soft. And you don't have to have ever done meditation before. You don't have to be a yogi. All we're going to do is invite more breath.
Okay.
That's all we're going to do right now, is create a loving invitation for more breath to flow in and more breath to flow out. Because when we are stressed or in some of those lower, heavier vibrations, we tend to get very tight. We tend to breathe very shallow. We tend to get very restricted, which cuts us off from our source. It cuts us off from that sense of connection to love. So by simply inviting more breath, you will start to bring more of that flow of oxygen into your being, and more of a release of any tension, stress, holding, constriction is going to be flowing out. Now, as you're breathing in at your pace, you can go as slow as you wish, as long as it's gentle, don't need to force. All we're going to do is reflect that as we're breathing in and out, as we're bringing more oxygen through, we are also bringing more life force energy through. We are infusing ourselves, our body, our being with more life force. And we are releasing more of what we no longer need, what we are no longer serving, what's no longer serving us. So you may start to feel your shoulders coming down from your ears. You may start to feel an inner softening. And as you're bringing more life force through, know that you are also bringing more consciousness through, more awakening through. So you're giving yourself permission to start to awaken, to start to be more aware, more conscious. As you're continuing that full deep inhale and that full exhale, know that another word for this consciousness that you are flowing through is also grace. What a gift to give yourself, to breathe in grace and to breathe out grace. At your pace, continue to breathe and know that some people call grace Holy Spirit or creative spirit. And so by just giving yourself the gift of more breath, you are flowing spirit through you, infusing your body and your being with more spirit. Feeling the universal spirit connect to your individual spirit. And creating a connection, a relationship, a communion. Some people call spirit source. And another word for source is love. So imagine breathing love in and breathing love out. Breathing love in and breathing love out. Knowing that embodied in this love is that universal connecting energy, that universal intelligence. It's the highest vibration that holds all of life, holds the paradox of life. And you may if it feels like a yes for you, bring one or both hands over your heart. Imagine breathing right into your heart. Love flowing in. Love flowing out. Breath by breath, illuminating your heart. Beginning to shine your light fuller and freer. As you breathe, take a moment to listen to your heart and see if it has a message for you. Maybe a feeling. And make your heart a promise that you will remember to breathe and to honor the love that you are. Take three more deep breaths. And you can release your hands back down. You can slowly open your eyes if they were closed. And just notice how you feel after taking just a few minutes of breathing love through your body and your being. And Melissa, I know you did that meditation with us.
Yes, I did.
Is there anything that you felt that shifted? Tell us what went on for you.
Oh my God, that was so wonderful. Thank you for doing that. So I muted myself because I was taking deep breaths, and you would hear that. You would hear that in the background. So I muted myself, and I felt, you know, the day that I do my show, I'm always super excited. I maybe carry a little bit more anxiety than I usually do because I want it to go off well. I want my guests to be heard. You know, I have a lot of planning. So as soon as I got into it, I felt my whole like being and my whole body just kind of sink like right into it. And I just like a big, you know, that stress that I was holding just kind of like went whoosh right out of my body, you know, which was really, really nice. And I almost felt, I started to get super relaxed to where I was actually like I took a sleeping pill almost, you know, like, because I guess I carry so much during those on my show days, you know, because I want everything to be perfect, of course. And I don't realize it. Until, you know, now I see what my body does on, you know, when I'm doing a show until just that little meditation, which I just loved. Thank you. I'm glad we got to share it. It worked out perfect. I'm glad we did. Yeah, because we weren't sure if we were going to have enough time, but it was beautiful. And I'm sure, you know, anybody would love to hear, you know, message me or message Chara, and she's gonna, at the end of the show, she'll tell you where the best places to reach her are. So you just let her know, you know, what you thought of the meditation. Chara, I have the Kindle right next to me, and I was thinking about in the book. So the way for you listening, the book is there's photographs and then there's the poems. And how many poems are in the book?
There are 33 in this book and there are 20 in the Breathe book.
Okay. So I'm noticing now when I was going through the book, there's some beautiful photos. You have some, I mean, the portraits are all different. You have to see it to really appreciate it. So it's hard to explain it without looking at it. Did you specifically write a poem that went with the images you chose, or did you find a marriage somehow? You were like doing both consecutively and you somehow figured out how to marry them. Like, how did that fall into place for you?
Thanks for asking that question. It is, it depends on the poem. So some of the poems I had written before I had created the images, and some of the images I had created before the poems, some just were a natural fit. It's more likely that if I had a poem, it takes a while. It's got to come through, as you said. It's got to be downloaded from spirit. I can't just take a photo to go with a poem. It has to be, like, so real for me and make sense on so many levels. So it's not something I can consciously just dictate. But there were maybe one or two poems that didn't end up having an image. And I would kind of just put it in my mind, and then the right moment would manifest. And then I knew that was the image. So for instance, there's a poem I love in this book called Superman. And this is a book of poetry for men as well as women, as well as any fluid being. There are poems that speak to all genders.
Oh, so, I know. I don't mean to cut you off, but we are going to run out of time. So I know. I told you it goes so fast. So you have to get the book. You can get her book on Amazon, right? That's where you're selling the book. So you can really see it. And you can, I think you should get a hard copy as an artist, but you can get it as a Kindle if you just want to see what we're talking about. So Char, before we, you know, have to end, I want people to know how they can find you. So why don't you share that?
Thank you. So the best place to go is my website. It's www.chara.tv, and there is a very special gift waiting for you there. There's a special life-changing meditation entitled Breathe and Let the Magic Begin. I would love to give that to you. So that's at chara.tv. All my social media links are there. And
Thank you.
I would love to connect.
Thank you so much for being here today. Oh my God, it was such a great show. Thank you guys for listening to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave, and wishing everyone a wonderful week filled with joy, abundance, and of course, love. Peace.